Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mary Browning is a crime prevention specialist with the Naperville Police Department. Mary, have you sent a kid off to college? Have you had a freshman recently that had to go check into a university or a state college?
I actually have sent four children to colleges.
You know something about this then.
A little bit, yes.
Because, you know, as a parent, that first year, there's a little trepidation. You're a little nervous when you drop them off and you drive away and you're like, I hope they're safe. And there are certain things that you need to keep in mind, things that you can do to help your kids stay safe. So tell us about what you need to do. You're a crime prevention specialist and a professional when it comes to sending kids to school.
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things that you can do is have open communication, all right? So you want to talk to your students about what kind of your expectations are when they go away from to school. Because for many, this is the first time that they're going to be on their own and away from the parents. So talk to them about the consequences of some of their actions and choices, since they'll be on their own, concerning things like drugs, alcohol, their studies, their new social scene, and so on. Make sure that they know that they need to take ownership of these things. And then there's some really good crime prevention tips for students themselves. So even before they get on campus, they should download the campus map. That way, once they're on campus, if they do get lost, they can refer to that map. Because you never want to look like you don't know where you're going. This makes you look disorganized and vulnerable and makes you a good target. You also want to plan ahead the routes that you plan to take to your classes. So keep in mind that you want to stay in well-traveled, well-lit areas. Never take shortcuts through, like, wooded areas or between buildings where people can't see you.
And you know what, Mary? Here's the deal. You're not talking to kids that are listening to this radio station. You're talking to parents. So I know you had an event last night in Naperville, and I think it's pretty awesome that the Naperville Police Department hosted an event to share these tips. Was it more parents or was it college kids?
You know what? The event was for parents with their child, because sometimes students, you know, they hear these things from their parents and they, you know, they tune them out. They don't listen.
But sometimes roll their eyes.
Yes, exactly. But sometimes when they hear these tips from other people, you know, or maybe even others that might be in authority, they might tend to listen a little better. I know a lot of students that were there last night really felt as though they got some good tips, and mom and dad were happy that some of the things that they were trying to instill in their students, they took to heart.
I'll tell you what, I have a kid at Illinois State, and I am on the text. I guess it's a text alert system. So if there's a shooting or, you know, a creepy person trying to pick up girls or whatever it might be, not only does he get a text, but I get a text as well. And I appreciate that. Is that something that most universities or colleges offer?
Yes, it is. And in fact, we talked about this last night as well. It's called a campus safety alert. And so this is one thing that we suggest students do right away. Sign up for those alerts. Parents can also, like you did, sign up for the alerts. I can't tell you how many times I used it with my son that attended the University of Illinois. So sometimes they might not pay attention to the alert, or they're not paying attention to their phone. This way you can kind of follow up. And it makes you worry less knowing that they're safe and that they're paying attention.
I think a lot of parents worry about sexual assault on college campuses, and with good reason. It does happen. So what kind of knowledge did you share with parents about that?
Well, we talked about like their new social scene, and if they're going to be drinking alcohol or going to places where alcohol is served, to always make sure that you tell your student to guard their drinks. So if they're going to get up, and I'm not just talking about like alcoholic drinks, you know, it could be a soft drink, could be a glass of water. So if they're going to get up and dance, if they have to go to the restroom, they should never leave their glass unattended. So if they do those things and they leave their drink behind, then I say the drink is dead. So you should never drink out of it again. You need to get a new drink.
Boy, I think we should all listen to that, right? If you're out in any kind of social setting, like a bar in downtown Chicago or anywhere, it probably works for everyone. What about social media? Are there warnings when it comes to sending off your kid to college about their use of social media?
Yeah, absolutely. Something that we teach children since, you know, actually really first grade is that anything you post online is permanent. You can delete it, but it's never gone. It's always going to be there. And things that you post today can haunt you later on in life, even 10 years from now. So it can affect your job options. It can even affect once you have a job. All right. You could possibly get terminated because of things that you have posted online. And I think some examples of this might be some athletes or even politicians who have gotten in trouble for things that were posted years and years ago. So remember, those things never go away. And also, you never want to post things on social media as far as what you're doing in the moment. So if you are at a party or you are, at a bar, you never want to tell people where you are. That's not a safe thing to do. So if you want to say places where you've been after you get home, that's okay.
Mary Browning is a crime prevention specialist with the Naperville Police Department. And last night they had an event where parents and their freshman college, potential college students leaving in the next couple weeks could, you know, kind of catch up on things that they need to be aware of. One of the things I was intrigued because they had a police officer address us at orientation or one of the events prior to Liam's freshman year. He said that the most stolen thing in dorms is your laptop and that you should have your name or something etched on the outside of it.
Oh, that would be a great idea. And this is also something that the students and their parents should do even before the student leaves for school. And that is to take all their valuables and write down all of the serial numbers. Because once those things are stolen, if we don't have the serial number, it's very difficult to get those items back. So write down the serial number to the iPhone and the iPad and all that other stuff. Then keep one copy at home and then send one copy with your student. So if something is stolen, right away they can contact campus security or the campus police department and give them that information. That will help them get their property back a lot quicker.
Okay, anything else you want to share as a mom who has sent four off to college and as a crime prevention specialist? What else can you tell people in the next 30, 45 seconds?
Okay, I want parents to tell their students to familiarize themselves with the Safe Walk and Safe Ride programs on college campuses. And this is not just for girls. This is for males as well, all right? So late at night, if you're at a party or you're at the library or you need to go from one building to another, most campuses will have that where you can call somebody to escort you so you're never walking alone. And also, in your dorm room, make sure that you always leave your door locked, even if you're just going to be gone for a few minutes, because you don't want to be surprised by an attacker waiting for you in your dorm room when you return.
Or you don't want to return and your laptop's gone. So.
Right, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate all of your input.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Time for the news. That comes up next with Lauren Lapka.